CliffCentral.com.
So we got us CliffCentral.com, no borders, every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. So we're starting off the show. I was really happy about what we called this show. Like, I was thinking, oh my God, we've got like an all-girl lineup. We usually have an all-girl lineup, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's usually just all girls. We're the most feminist show on CliffCentral.com. We got to balance out Garrett's ridiculousness. But yeah, so first of all on the show today, we got Palesa. Palesa, are you related to Lerato Tshabalala?
No.
No? She's a fine woman. Lerato, wherever you are, you're not long in Touch HD. You know, this is me throwing my shout-outs. Twitter, can Twitter please tell Lerato that I said what's up and that when she breaks up with that boyfriend of hers, that I'm right here. I'm ready to be your Ben 10 any day, all day. Anyway, Palesa, but we've actually got a very serious conversation that we want to go down with. Palesa is a part of the Girl Talk Initiative, right?
I actually founded it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, braggadocious people just come onto the show and start bragging for no reason. Golly, I thought I was better. Okay, so break it down. Tell us a bit more about Girl Talk.
Okay, so I am a high school teacher. I teach at Tudeli City in Fort Lawrence.
Okay, before we go any further,
okay,
was that a passion?
Yes, I love what I do, yeah.
You know, it's really good because there are a lot of, you know, you see a lot of things, you know, kids being beaten up, you know, a lot of abuse within schools, and you're thinking, why did you take up the job if you can't deal with kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on into Girl Talk.
Okay, so I've been teaching for 2.5 years now, and what happened was, how this started was, we had a few girls come into our office and have, obviously, female-related questions. Now, there were so many of them. I'm the youngest teacher in school, and so they felt most comfortable talking to me about their issues. So now I couldn't, you know, give answers to the same questions over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we decided, hey, listen, these kids have questions, so let's just host an event to answer all their questions. And at a time, the kids, most of my girls, were victims to cyberbullying. There was a group that the kids created. I think they called it RGB, I think. So basically, they wrote the WhatsApp messages that they could forward, and they were trashing other girls.
Oh, wow.
And so I walked into my grade.
Wait, how old are these kids? Are you a primary school teacher?
No, I'm a high school teacher.
Okay, because I was about to be like, what are primary school kids doing on social media in the first place?
Yeah, I'm a high school teacher. So I walk into my grade 10 class, and I see one of my girls is crying. I'm like, what's wrong? And she said that somebody had wrote something about them on this RGB page. So I was like, no, this is not how I want you guys to feel about yourself. I actually want you guys to feel good about yourself. So I spoke to Ukoli, one of my colleagues, and we're like, we need to do something about that. And what we did was we held a silent protest, right?
Okay.
So this was against the group.
Yeah.
And then thereafter, then we had the Girl Talk. So now the problem is that we don't have a hall in our school. They're working on that. And we had to host it in a classroom. And because the classrooms
aren't... I saw that in your letter, yeah.
Yes, yes. So now the classrooms aren't big. And we had kids sitting on the floor. There was literally no space to move.
Okay.
And we had to send some kids away. Obviously, that broke my heart because everybody needed it. And so this year, I was like, the kids still need it. It was actually after the Sesotho incident. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. So I was like, no, my kids need the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And now we needed to make it bigger. So I hooked up with some girls, and this girl found me a venue in Midrand for free. So now we will be able to accommodate close to 200 and 250 kids. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I always tell people, like, you never know how an amazing project starts. Like, it starts this small, and then kaboom. And, I mean, the cause is amazing. There's so much, and we take it for granted. Like, sometimes you actually feel kind of ignorant, because you're like, wait, do people still need to be told these things? I mean, like, is this still happening?
They do.
But these things actually are
happening.
They do. And this advice actually does need to be given.
You know, you were right. Because, I mean, another issue that we have is with sexting. You know, we think that the kids know it's wrong, but they don't. And I think another thing that touched me was that when I was in high school, when camera phones became popular, you know, a girl sent a naked picture to a guy, and obviously it got leaked.
Nudes in the DM.
And it got leaked. And what they did in Jimiston High is they called everybody into the hall, and they spoke to us. Now, because my friends and I never went to the same high school, they got, I got
okay,
the
information. Okay, hold on, I gotta say this. Ladies, like, no matter who you're dating, no matter how in love you are, do not send a nude, fam. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dudes have no secrets. Like, we share everything.
We don't know that.
Yeah, dudes.
We don't know that.
Like, the minute, yeah, like, oh, yo, dog, so what's up? Look, just check this out. You know what I mean? Like, we have no secrecy. But anyway.
Okay, so they called us in and they told us about it and they told us not to do it. So now my other friends went to a different high school, and so as we were growing up, they did it and I didn't. Obviously, for some of them, it backfired. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, wait, if somebody can speak to me about something that could affect my relationships, something that could affect my social life, and it makes a difference. If I do it for somebody else, mm-hmm. it could actually make them, you know, change the way they process information and make decisions.
In terms of, okay, high school, right? So what age range are you looking at? Are you targeting all kids in high school, or a specific, like, from a specific class?
We cannot accommodate all the girls in our school.
And the conversation can't be the same for all the girls because they're at different levels of maturity, right?
Oh, yes. I remember I was facilitating. Sorry, there goes my broken English. Facilitating.
No, wait. English. In my language, Shona, we say... okay, I forgot what they say. But we basically, in translation, say English came here on a boat. So some of us was lost in the sea. You know, some of it was lost in the sea.
Still trying to catch up. Yeah. So we had a camp for grade 8. Okay. And I had to do a presentation on rape. So now I said to everybody, you know, guys can get raped too.
Yeah.
And I remember there was this colored girl sitting in front of me, and she just laughed because she couldn't comprehend the information. She was in grade 8. And she just could not stop laughing, you know. So that was cute. This year, we are doing it for the grade 10s and 11s. Mm. And because my biggest worry, obviously, is that they're about to leave the school and we want to equip them with the necessary skills.
Yeah.
And so we'll take care of the grade 8s and 9s when we get the time, yeah.
And, okay, I've got so many questions. Okay, let's start off with, in terms of sexual activity. Like, okay, what's your main focus? Girl talk. Like, I mean, it's a very broad...
I have so many topics I want to cover.
What are you really focusing on? Like, what would you think is, like, the number one, like, yo, boom, this is the main issue?
Okay, so there's 5 topics that I want to cover. I hope I will remember some of them. So, obviously, my biggest one is rape. Mm-hmm. We have a few kids that have been raped, and you don't know about it until they come and confide.
Yeah. And a lot of them don't.
Yes, and a lot of them still don't. Yeah. So I want to cover rape, because when we've done camps, I work with the Future Shapers, so when we do camps, I usually ask these ladies to write stuff down. So when they can confide in you, then they tell you all these things, and it's just heartbreaking. Mm. So I want to cover rape, and I want
to
cover...
We actually had... I should introduce you to this person.
Yeah.
A very close friend of mine. We were in New Delhi together.
Yeah.
She's American Nigerian, so she's in Nigeria, and she started... Uh-huh. Something called Stop Scan. Stop Scan, standing for sexual child abuse, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot it. Yeah. But then I'll introduce you on Twitter. And she's doing something very similar in terms of the work with the girls.
Okay.
And I want to get into that, the specific about girls. But can you just continue?
Let me continue. Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
So I want to cover rape. Yeah, it's okay. And I want to cover sex and relationships. Obviously, they need to know about that. And what else?
I'm old school, Palitza. So. But you can't run away from the fact that kids are having sex.
Kids having sex.
And I mean, how early they're having sex at, man. I remember when I was growing up, I'm 31. You know, I don't look it. I know I look 26.
Yeah.
But I was growing up, like, we actually did the whole thing in the movies. I was 17, like, still just trying to get my hand around her shoulders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, holding hands was a big deal. Like,
but you're from Zim. Sex, Zim is conservative. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, nowadays, like, you get, it's crazy. I'm just saying, like, and I grew up all over, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's New York, Germany, Delhi, like, Japan.
Yeah.
But I just can't comprehend what 16-year-olds are doing right now.
You'd
know?
Be surprised.
And people are blaming technology. I'm like, is it technology or is it the way people are being? Is it parenting? Is it...
What is it? It starts as early as grade 7.
12 years old?
Yes. Yes.
Guys, 12 years old, I was playing Nintendo and Sega Genesis. I was exchanging X-Men cards, man.
No, they're using their genitals. Sorry. Wow. Am I allowed to say that?
Unscripted, uncensored. Don't worry about it. Go on.
So I want to cover sex and relationships. And another thing that I want to cover is, your school environment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, I know kids come to me and they say, you know, we hate so-and-so because this teacher treats us badly and stuff like that. And I was listening to Jimmy Evans. He's a relationship counselor and a pastor slash. And he said that he had a horrible experience in high school because he got punished this one time for something he did not do. Mm-hmm. So he went through high school very angry. Yes. So I understand that in our school, we also have kids like that. And,
I think they're giving these kids too many rights. Like, I'm anti give children rights. Like, we grew up beaten up for no reason. Like, if you made a mistake, the whole class was beaten up. You know what I mean? Like, for you making a mistake, come on. Now, discipline, I think, I think that's also a difference. I mean, you know, you're the teacher. You can always correct me. But I think personally, we've become too liberal with these kids.
That's
and
true.
That's why things are getting out of hand.
The government is messing up our system.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying let's beat kids 24/7. I'm not saying let's, you know, let it be like a prisoner concentration camp. But discipline still needs, people still need to know that they're accountable.
Yeah, that is something that we're still trying to deal with.
I've got with teachers is, how do you give everybody an award?
Teachers?
Like, you get an award for being last. Like, oh, here's a participation certificate. Like, just for being part of it. Encouragement is, you didn't make it into the top three, so you ain't getting nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
but at least they showed up, so, you know.
Well, I mean, you see, don't make it seem like it's, like, like showing up is, because who does it benefit at the end of the day? So you make it seem like they're doing something good for you. You're doing something good for yourself, family. You know what I mean? Like, this is for your own benefit. But anyway.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Everybody has their own...
I should censor myself. I'm not going to get a job as a teacher anytime.
Everybody has their own issues with the teaching system and the education system.
Okay, so we said rape. We said...
sex and relationships. So relating with the educators, because obviously that affects your academics. Mm. You understand? Mm. So I want to touch on that. I mean, I also want to find out why these kids are so angry so that I can avoid doing the same thing. Because I still want to relate to my kids.
How old are you,
Paulette? 25.
Do some of the high school kids hit on you?
The ones that you
see. Because you're hot. They do?
Oh, please say that again.
Because you're hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish everybody could see. Unfortunately, it's only me in the studio. Right? So, I mean, do you get that?
The matriculants used to, because when I started teaching, I was 23, and they were about 18, 19, and 20. So the age gap
got
was...
Guts. These kids got guts, right?
They do, yeah.
And are you in the hood? Is your school in the hood? Where is it?
In Fort Lewis. Yes, it is. It is one of the popular townships, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, how have you dealt with that, though? Like, do you feel something? I would be uncomfortable as hell.
You know, one of the scariest things that happened was when this big guy came into the office and I was alone, right?
Whoa. And, a student?
Yes. Yeah, oh, a learner. And so he sat on, like, the only place where I could run if I had to. So he sat there. And he sat there like a man and he was telling me just how much he likes me. I was so afraid. So I was like, you know what? It is so, so normal to have feelings, but understand that there's a boundary.
Wow.
And, you know, when that was going on, and then he was like in the middle of the conversation, so he said to me, so is that a yes? Are you going to be my girlfriend? I'm like, no, that's not what I said. I said, you can't do this. Luckily, one of my colleagues walked in and I walked out. I ran to my car and I went home.
Wow.
That was the only scariest thing. But if you sit down with them and you say, I understand where you're coming from.
You see, I wouldn't deal with it like that. I'm old school. Like, that would be a slap. Like, like that. Yo, dog, like you see, the fact that these kids have the guts to come up and say, confidence is one thing. That's borderline disrespect. Like, you can't approach your teacher and be like, yo, like, I think you're hot. Like
no,
but that wouldn't even come up in my head.
When you're dealing with emotions, a lot of things can happen. You begin to think irrationally.
See, you guys are really giving these kids too much
leverage. We're not. We're just saying we understand. When you're dealing with
emotions, no, we understand how you feel. Sit down. Let me talk to you. It's very normal. Keep your emotions to yourself. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, it's okay. So, yeah, I want to talk about that. What else... So I also want to talk about emotional and physical health, obviously. And one of the things that I want to talk about is the menstrual, the cycle, obviously, they get. Because I remember I was raised by a single dad, so when I got my first period.
Thank you. Can you say that again?
I was raised by a single dad.
Ooh, well, not all men are bad.
No, not at
all. Dory, did you hear that? Can you hear that? Did you guys hear that? She was raised by a single dad. Not all men are bad. Can we stop bashing men, please? It's 2017. Golly, yeah, you can clap. Clap loud enough. They can't hear you. I'm just talking to Dorian Simpi. Anyway, okay. Go.
Yeah, he's a great man. He tried. And so when I got my period, one of the women in our neighborhood gave me a pad, but it wasn't paggy, so it was like a single pad. And so she was like, okay, so use this. And I looked at this thing. I'd never seen it before, and I didn't know what to do. I couldn't speak to my dad because I was frightened as well. So what I did was I put it the other way.
Wow. Golly, okay.
Needless to say, a few hours later, I was in pain. And so, you know, she assumed that I knew how to use this.
Yeah.
So that is, I just want to get away from all those assumptions and let us address these issues. And another
sexual reproductive health is a very big topic right now. And you know, we work with the Safeguard Young People program.
Uh-huh.
And I think I CC'd you in an email to the UNFPA.
Yes, I remember.
Then just saying, you're throwing it out there that what you're doing is amazing. It's also very much in line with the principles of the SYP program. And, you know, they might be able to link it up. I was actually with Corey yesterday. And Corey, I hope you're listening. They're actually in a workshop. And, you know, these are some of the issues that they deal with. You've got to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Because there's so many organizations that deal with what you're talking about and that are really ready to assist. But we'll get into that. I wanted to ask one question. Are boys included in this?
You know what? I had a meeting with my kids and we were discussing the logistics. And so one of the kids raised their hand and they said, teacher, we really need to do a guy talk as well. Because now we're equipping ladies, but there will be a very huge gap sooner or later. So if this event is successful and we can get funding, then we definitely are going to do it.
Because there's so much talk about around what's going on with women, and a lot of the issues stem from the way women are treated by men.
Men, yes.
But then if you don't include men in the discussion about how to correct the situation, then, I mean, you're just perpetuating the problem.
Yeah. No, I remember I complained because, they come to me and they say, let's plan this event. And I complained to Ntokozo Mulasa. I was like, my problem is that I don't know what to say to men because I don't understand their problems. So if we can get men, in your field, you know, men that have made it,
you
know, noble men, to say, no, let's do this. Let's equip up men. Because you guys just, you become successful and you run away.
It's hard to speak as a man because of feminism. So, I mean, if I was, for example, like, I've got very strong opinions on domestic violence.
Yeah.
And especially in regards to the Chris Brown situation, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Chris Brown was a kid. He was, what, 20, 21, 22? I don't know how old he was when the whole Rihanna thing happened at the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
And Oprah went out like, yo, don't buy his music. Let's bash this kid. Let's bash this kid. Now, you cannot take away from the fact that what he did was terrible, right?
Yeah.
But at that age, instead of bashing the young man, use the young man as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring him in, talk to him, find out what made him do what he did. What are the underlying issues? What's his problem? Then use him as a celebrity to start having that conversation with other men.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah.
So instead of just throwing this dude to the sideline and saying, oh, you're evil, like, you're not solving the problem.
No, it's because we expect you guys to know how to treat us. But now another sad thing, another issue is that because you guys don't have male role models.
That's like saying we expect our presidents to be cool. Next thing, we had Afghanistan and Iraq. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go to war. I mean, people make mistakes. All I'm saying is that when a 40-year-old man does something like that, okay, fine, that is inexcusable. Like, take the dude to prison. I mean, that's an offense. When a kid does that, I mean, this is someone who's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what the problem is, which is why you can't even try a kid in court. It was like, now go to juvenile detention because, you know, you're still growing up and you still have room to change.
Yeah.
If you don't, and generally in terms of the issues that we have in the world, if men are not included in the conversation, nothing will change. Especially if men, if the problem is with men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get into a little room and ask women like, okay, women, we hate men, but you're still going to come home and be like, hey, baby, how you doing? You know what I mean? So, I mean, include us in the discussion. And, I mean, I think that's one of... I have an issue with feminism. I believe myself to be a feminist.
Yeah.
But the way some feminists are, it's just like, yo, I'm...
Oh, yeah, no, we've had these conversations. There's angry feminists, and then there's feminists.
I'm
a feminist because I believe in the equality of men and women.
Yeah.
And then there's angry feminists, and I understand where they're coming from, you know?
And angry feminists, I think it's... maybe it's because they don't like penis. I don't know, but I mean, like, they act like they can't live without it. Like, I mean, okay,
no,
fine,
girl,
you're in the room, and you're all feminists. Yeah, feminists, but you're coming home, boo-boo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm just like, men need to be included in the conversation.
Let me just tell you the story. I mean, I also get upset with men. I remember it was a Saturday, and it was when the Sesotho thing just came up. So I went to Endaweni. They have this buffet breakfast now. And when I was done dishing up, I couldn't find space. So there were two guys that made space for me. I sat with them, and we talked about it. And we're like, okay, did you guys see the video? Yes, we did. Oh, my God, I cannot believe this is what happened.
Oh, wait. So are you talking about that little kid?
Yes. So it's heartbreaking.
Oh, wow.
And so the one guy was a bachelor, and the other guy had two kids and I think a wife or a girlfriend that he was coexisting with. And so they were like, yeah, no, this is bad, this is bad. But towards the end of the conversation, the guy with two kids and a stable partner, he was like, if I knew this girl, I would still bang her. And I got angry. So I just finished up my food and I left.
Wasn't she 14?
She is 14.
Wow.
And so you understand how you guys think. I was like, no, no, no. We just had a conversation about how wrong this is. And you were still thinking about banging a 14-year-old. What's wrong with you? And nobody ever thought about blaming the boyfriend or whoever she was taking the video for. Because a girl at that age isn't thinking about that unless they put under pressure.
And the name of the boyfriend didn't even come out, did it?
You see?
Like, we don't even know who the video was being recorded for.
So some of the things and the way society thinks, that's what makes us angry.
Yeah.
Because we always take the blame. And I mean, men, I mean, I was listening to Mapasega on Wednesday. They were talking about sexual harassment in the workplace. And these men in high places that do that think it's okay to objectify a woman and see a woman as a sexual object. Now, I'm willing to coexist with you. Mm-hmm. But if now you demean me to that level, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a hard one. I think biblically, I'd call it sins of the father. You know what I mean? I don't think it's all men. And why I say we need to be included in the conversation is because whoever is being raised by that dude that you're talking about, if it's a young man, he's going to grow up with the same mentality.
Yeah.
But then, so if we don't change the mentalities of men now, then it's just going to, you know, keep running. You know what I mean?
No, I'll work on it.
But I don't think all men are, and I think it's also our issue as men because we don't talk amongst each other.
So you like do, my you friend, just lie you know, to one another.
Yeah, there's a lot of just like, hey, snap, dog, that's kind of crazy. But, you know, but I won't actually, be like, dog, no, that's crazy. Like, you can't, you know.
Can I just mention one thing? Another thing that I want to include in the girl talk is how women should relate to men. I remember I was cleaning a classroom with one of my guys, and he kept saying that he slapped a girl. I was like, why would you do that? Mm. And he said, no, teacher, you don't understand. This girl just stood up and threw a chair at me. Do you understand? So women are like, men should not abuse us, but it's okay for us to slap you.
Yeah. That's
you know, so we want to put an end to that as well.
Yeah, I mean, domestic violence shouldn't be just men beating up women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It should be vice versa. Like, just don't. And I mean, they've been social experiments on it. Have you seen them on Facebook?
No.
Where like you get someone in a mall, right? And a guy is literally running away from a chicken. She's like, no, come bang me, I want you. And she's literally like grabbing him, right? And another dude passed by, he's like, yo, dog, hit that.
Yeah.
You know? But that's sexual harassment.
It is.
They turned the roles around, and then it was the guy following the girl. Like, in 2 seconds, everyone's like, what are you doing? I am happy that we protect our women, that society protects women, because it's very necessary for women to be protected.
Yeah.
Vulnerable groups, you know what I mean? We can't run away from our physical, the physical aspects of us. I mean, we do have an advantage.
Yeah.
So let's protect, but let's also not take it for granted, and let's not make society believe that it's okay for violence to be.
Maya Angelou says, a man is important, but not more important than a woman. So that means we are all equally important.
Yeah,
we just play different roles in society, and we need
to respect women about
one another.
I have 8 sisters, so I grew up with women. I don't think what women need or what women want are equal rights. Women want special rights. Yeah. Because, I mean, everyone thinks,
I'm afraid to agree with you.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know what? So a lot of men think, okay, equal rights means I don't open the door anymore. Dog. You're equal, but you still got to open up the door. So actually, they're going one step up, we're going one step down. Like, so we still got to do this? Do I still have to pay for the check too? He's like,
you still have to, yeah.
Okay, so the dates and what you need. Palisa.
Mm-hmm.
What up, homie? There are two palaces. But anyway, so palaces, in regards to the funding that you need and How? When is the when is it scheduled for?
The event is on the 11th of May.
11th
and
of May.
And the venue's here in Midrand. So what happened last year was the group of kids, the change agents that I work with, they had to actually chip in from their own pockets for us to host the event. Okay. And we couldn't buy food, so we just bought lollipops for all the girls. And we had to pay for our speaker. Yeah. And so all the other things that we've done is from our own pockets. Mm. Now, we can't have 12,000 for four buses, you know, they're my kids. And so that's what I need. I need transportation and I need food for the day for my kids. And I'm hoping to also get funding for the boys talk when we host that year.
Okay. Yeah. And how do people get a hold of Palisa and the Girl Talk Initiative? Social media, websites, numbers, your phone number, your contact details.
Can I, my phone number, you just said I'm hot. Okay, because I really need this. My phone number is 071-939-8044.
Just have that again?
071-939-8044.
I know there are a couple of rich dudes out there. She's hot too, so I mean, you know, take her out for lunch and then, you know, find out what you can do. Shikile Mbalula, all of these other girls. Come on now, do something. But yeah, we'll also throw out a couple more emails.
My email address?
Your email address,
okay,
yeah.
So my email address is Shabalala, Shabalala with TSH. So it's Shabalala PA@gmail.com. And I understand this is short notice. It's because I was looking for a venue. I couldn't do anything.
I mean, I was looking at your letter and it said you need buses? Four buses.
Yes, I need four buses.
Four buses, refreshments, snacks. I mean, yo, that's someone's like weekly budget at the club. You know what I mean? And it's, no, but it's sad that people don't think about this. Like I've been in clubs where people drop like 150K. A night, fam. Like, and then they take a picture. The worst thing is they take a picture of the receipt. Like, yo, morning. I just caught myself.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable, and I don't think it's something that can't be achieved. And as No Borders and CliffCentral.com, we'll do our best to try and get you in touch
with
the right people.
Thank you.
It's your boy Kev. We're just talking to Palisa from Girl Talk Initiative. What is the name of your school, by the way, Palisa?
Tutuli City Secondary School.
Yeah, you need to market these things.
There's something else
this
that
is your platform.
There's something else that I needed. Mm. I spoke to Anela. So usually when we have these talks, I play motivational videos. Mm. So I spoke to Anela's daughter, and I mean, she was the only one I could get the hold of. So what I would like to get as well is, you know, for the women that have made it, the celebrities, your Bonang in them.
Yeah,
they could just take a short clip and say, girls of Tutuli City, I made it, you can make it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So the message is personalized.
Wow, yeah, yes. that's
so
awesome.
If we can get
that as well. Trending on Twitter, ne?
Yeah, please do. And Facebook. That is all the help I need.
Other Palisa 2. Banana 1, Banana 2. Palisa 2, do you know any famous ladies? You've got them in your phone. Come on now. Just send us a message to one of them and then ask them to do a video.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. I'm sure you're still around, right? Till the end of the show.
Thanks.
CliffCentral.com, No Borders, your boy KF. We just had Palisa from Tutuli City School, right?
Secondary school.
Yeah. Short commercial break and we'll be back just now.
What's my name? I say Louis D. Lane. While they back in the fame, I play, I don't play that game. Yeah, I get straight to the point. I want nothing but the coin. I'm getting sick of the news. Open the newspaper. Send a message to the youth. That is so propaganda. Politics got me sick. How they plot, it's just thinking. Selling papers the business. They just soft and they critic. All they want is money, power, wanna box us. And controllers like to turn us into robots. Pull the string and we the puppets. Put me who in our office. Taking chances. Lay that obvious on me. Check me out. Flawless and losing self-confidence. I'm humping as the cuts
Timela se shova, mangeta masocha, outlook next hunter, lagala siangoba, and here to game over. Why you busy chitty chatting, making moves, I'm advancing, so when I come in, niggas hold me back, busting, cause another launch, flying, we ain't gonna land, trust me, you gon' overstand, we fast, we bad, all bad, a fast, take a breather now, and drop that mic, Patron on ice, time to roll bad dice, I say put your crew on flight, we gon' do the do all night, music mine, I'm to five, but my time, mind done sweating it. I'm hanging at the cuts and wash. Lana, Lana, who color is the tool of love? Lana, who keeps taking no mother job? Hey, top. I don't want a 9 to 5. Mila, voila, I don't want a 9 to 5. Do what?
Just a bit more volume. I like it. Come on. Do cuckoo. Hey, who just said fuck?
No,
you're allowed to say whatever. Y'all need to get closer to the mic. No. Like I said, unscripted, uncensored. This is unradio. KidsCentral.com. It's okay. It was just kind of weird because I heard it, and it was in the background. You hear that voice? Like, fuck.
I just forgot to put on this.
The dopest. What song are we listening to? That's Lois Lane, right? Miss Lois Lane?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
It's called 9 to 5?
Yeah.
We're gonna need you real. Okay, let's just put that mic real close to you. Alright, yeah, so Miss Lois Lane. I love the name. That just rhymed. I think you need to put me on your song, one of the songs. Miss Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay, yo, so yeah, that's a sick jam though, like. So, what's the name of the song? 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
So, what's 9 to 5? Are you talking about job?
Yeah, I'm talking about 9 to 5, the job. Like, as in, I ain't trying to keep a 9 to 5 or 2-1, you know?
That's the thing with these rappers, homie. They're trying to get all these kids to quit high school. No. Like, drop out of school. Don't go to your job. Like, yo, I made it. I didn't go to school. Casper out here telling people, like, look at me. I'm like, yo, Casper, you want every kid to drop out of school and start rapping? You ain't going to get no money if every kid drops out of school. Right now, I mean, but I get it. I mean, we've got this whole push in Africa right now for entrepreneurship. And, you know, like, people need to hustle. You know what I mean? And, I mean, rapping is your 9 to 5. So tell us a bit about Miss Lois Lane.
Okay. I'm originally from Swaziland. I've been rapping since 1998. I was actually one of the first female hip hop group in Joburg. We were called the Classified MCs.
Classified MCs.
Yeah, okay. I've been rapping ever since, and yeah, I've worked with a couple of producers like Bongani Fassi.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, he's really great as well. BC, my producer that produced.
Shout out to you, BC.
Shout out to BC.
You already know.
Yeah, and pretty much that's it. And also,
how are you finding it as a woman in the rap industry, man? Like,
it ain't easy, yo.
Right?
It ain't easy at all. But like, I see the females are doing a lot of work now. Yeah. You know, like, big up to Rouge. I really her. She's sick too, you know.
Hey, shout out to Fifi Cooper. You know, now that you're not with when she left, what's it called? Ambitious.
Yeah.
Where was Fifi? Fifi was Ambitious, right? Fifi, maybe you can answer my calls now. You know what I mean? Can I get a date? I hung out with Fifi Cooper every now and then she got famous and then she just started stopped replying my texts. I'm like, yo, what happened? Hopefully, like, what? Because I'm just on radio, like, you know, I can pull out some guns anyway. Do you think, you know, the first thing I think of, like, when I look at the successful female MCs, femcs, I think a lot of booty popping. Do you feel like you have to be, you know, like you got to use your body to make it in the industry? There's a lot of booty popping. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
really,
we
got to
be real about it. A lot. Come on now. I'm not going to mention names. You know what I mean? But I can mention names. Like, Tito Mboweni, did you see the video? What happened at the end of the video, fam? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, there's a lot of booty popping. What's going on?
With me, nah, but I feel like, you know, obviously I have to represent, look, you know, you can't look too hip-hop-ish, like, you know, tomboyish, because that's how I was actually growing up, you know. So you have to,
what,
like,
then,
flip
then
it up
sexy, nah. BC said, yo, put on a bikini?
Nah. You know, you have to be sexy, nyana, but, you know, still maintain your own original style.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being sexy. It's the same way that Tyrese takes off his shirt. I hate it when those dudes take off their shirts. I mean, like, they're trying to get us all to go to the gym. I'm like, dog, I'm not about this gym life, man. Like, I'm not taking off my shirt. I've got him khaba, you know what I mean? Like, I can't. Aye. You know what I mean? But, I mean, everyone, I think there's a difference between being sexy and booty popping, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
men try to be sexy too. You know, I put on the suit, you know, take off your shirt, you know, you got the six pack. So let a woman, you know, let your feminism come out, right?
Well, like,
you
know, no, but
you know, accentuate your features. But the whole thing shouldn't just be about your booty.
No,
Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Like, I know Nicki because of her booty. And her raps are dope. But we only started listening after. You don't think Nicki's. You know, this is why you're not on the show. You don't even have a mic right now. I'm just playing, but
this is dope.
Yeah, so what's been released? Do you have like a full on album?
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of songs, but my plan is to release singles.
The way the industry's working these days.
And
you know what I mean?
My video is almost done getting edited. It's gonna be. Dope.
Almost done. So y'all did a video. I don't.
We're done
like, wait,
already.
Hold up, fam. Like, so I'm just trying to figure out. So we're not famous, are we? No one ever calls me. Like, I never get called. I never get that call. Like, yo, hey, what's up, KF? What's good, dog? I was wondering if you could be in my video. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, when is it? Let me just check
cameo,
my.
Yeah.
Let me check. Let me check my schedule, man. Yo, call me like a five, man. How come I don't get those calls? Why doesn't anyone? I mean, Paulette was right here on the show. Girl, she didn't ask me to be a speaker.
Oh.
Like, you're on my show. You know what I mean? You're on my show. Aren't you going to be like, yo, you know, we would really love to work with you, KF, because you seem like a very successful young man who's doing well for himself. Maybe. Nah. They just come on the show like, thank you very much. See you later.
Nah.
Can I be in the next video?
Yes, you can. But with the first one, it was just me. With the 925, it was just me. There were no one. There was no one.
What, the whole video
is
just you?
Yes, just me.
Golly. So, I mean, how is rap? Yeah, I don't know anything except for your king about Swaziland. Like, who's famous in Swaziland apart from King Swaziland?
No one, really, man. That's
you guys are like Malawi, man. Like, I know Malawi for rice. I always say, shout out to Malawi. Malawi, there are only three things in Malawi. Rice, fish, and the Gemini Major. And even Gemini Major left.
God.
You know what I mean? Like, he's over here. Did you see his nominations? Where was he nominated? There was some list on MTV base, and they actually said Gemini Major, South Africa. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's sad. You know what I mean? Like, but so you're gonna represent Swaziland. But how does Swaziland take to your music? Is it being played down there?
Yeah, the DJs, they do. It's just that, you know, Swaziland compared to South Africa is a bit, not even a little bit, behind
with
a whole lot of things. Yeah.
But I mean,
we try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, for me.
Now we even got highways out there.
Oh my God.
Hey, family, you need to check up on your status, homie. I don't think you're going back home anytime soon.
No.
Now you get to the border, you're being taken to the cell straight. Or just deported from your own country, guys. No, but you know what's sad about our countries? I'm from Zimbabwe, and I remember there's no support. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you cross the borders, you do a little something, you represent your hood. You're really killing it today, man. You're on point, family. Like, you
want to be sorry, I'm just agreeing.
You should be a co-host.
For real.
Bring you on the show for no reason. Get the whole, yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, if we're representing our hoods. You know what I mean? So our hoods should be proud of us and be like, yo, guys, you know, y'all out here, y'all doing it for us. Swaziland, I don't know what you're doing. I hope you're at least listening to the show. Download, because we need more downloads of No Borders. Did you just... come on, Palis. Can you not... What's with the expressions? Okay, so what can we expect from Lois Lane? How did the name come up? I mean, I hope people get Miss Lois Lane. Does everyone get Miss Lois Lane right now?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Come on now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I was thinking, like, come on now, yo. Lil Slim, man. But anyway.
Okay, you know, it came up a few years ago. I was doing a track with Bongani mm-hmm. and this guy called Mailman. He was also under Fussy Records. And we did this song called Superman. You know, and then since then, like, you know, we came up with it with this Mailman dude. And yeah, I've just stuck with it. So it's Tess, aka Miss Lewis Lane.
That's dope. Like, I like the name, Miss Lewis Lane. That's dope. But then if you get married, what's up? Is he going to have to change his name to like Miss, Mr. Something
Mr.
Lane? Yeah, Mr. Lane. That would be kind of dope.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, you better stay in your lane. I'll keep you in your lane. You know what I mean?
I mean, yo, I always tell people, like, if I married Oprah, like, hey, dog, I'm changing my name to Winfrey. Like, Mr. Winfrey. No, for real, though. Like, you're marrying over $1 billion. Why would you bother her changing her name? Like, Oprah, now you got to change the network from the Oprah. Like, I will change my name. I wake up every morning. Time she wakes up, I'm in her T-shirt. I'm, you know, making eggs. I've got her little puppy because Oprah don't want no kids. I've got her little puppy, you know, flipping them eggs and stuff. Babe, what would you like? Are you scrambled? Well done. Okay, babe, I got you. I'm going to take the dry cleaning out, and then I'm going to come back. I'll see you at the network shop. Dog, and then I'm working out with the little puppy into a Bentley. It's all good. Change my name every day.
Palace,
can you chill? But anyway, all right. We also have Leafy Jones on the show.
Yeah,
she's the lady who's been in the background 24/7, just throwing innuendos and shit.
Oh, please, guys.
She's the lady who started the show off with fuck.
I'm so sorry.
You killed it, homie. Like, I mean, thank you very much. You know what? Can we actually extract that fuck and then keep it forever? Like, every show, I want to start it off with, like...
No.
Leafy Jones. All right, tell us a bit about Leafy Jones. Leafy Jones, jazz musician.
Yes.
That's dope. Like, I was reading your biography, and I'm like, jazz musician? Like, how old are you?
Not on radio, dude.
Yeah, okay.
please, not now.
Okay, tell us a bit about Leafy Jones.
Okay, Leafy Jones is originally from Botswana, Kimotswana.
Yo.
Yeah, and Leafy Jones started doing music. You know, I'm from a family where everybody does music.
Okay.
So it started from the, you know, with my dad in the garage. We're having his garage band there.
Oh, for real?
And take the mic.
Yo, you had one of those dads?
Yes.
The dude in the garage with the band and every Sunday they're making noise
and everything. Oh, yeah, and my mom sings at church. You know, she'll take us for Sunday school. And she will force us to lead songs. And it was so hard. You know how it is when you're growing up and you're made to stand up in front of people and lead a song. She lead it like, Father, you are great. Tears coming down your face. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Leafy, why jazz? I mean, and that's what struck me first. I was like, I mean, jazz is a very... Okay, when you think jazz, I think... different type of jazz, but I think all of them, Tukudzi, I think Yuma Sekela, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't
automatically go to someone of our generation doing jazz. That's a hard, like, it's a hard market to break. It's
actually, my genre, I call it Afro Soul.
Okay, Afro Soul,
because it's not really jazz.
But Afro Soul is, you know, it's
soulful.
Within, it's soulful,
It's soulful, and I think that's where I find my comfortability in. It's so easy for me to just twist the note and do that. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy.
I like how people just come and market themselves on our show. You ain't paying for that.
Come on, this is radio.
I mean, you know what I mean? Bring a bottle of champagne or something. Then hey, yo, go ahead. Do what you want. You know what I mean? Just advertising yourself here. Like,
come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I would like to call it Afro Jazz Soul.
Okay.
Afro Jazz Soul. It's not strictly jazz. If you just go strictly jazz,
I was listening to your new single, and that's very housey. Like, I mean, so you're not restricted to one kind of genre. You're fluid with it.
Yes. You know I'm not restricted to any genre, to one genre. The reason why I did that Tikinya vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's house.
It's housey, and
you know where you find the mostly the jazz feelings and everything. Mm-hmm. You find it on the congas. You know it's Afro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it brings out that Afro,
that African essence,
feel.
You know,
that's where my jazz is. That's where my roots are. I'm African, Baba.
I can see the passion.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had to do that
Kenya vibe, a bit Afro-nyana. How?
So I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know if any like I don't know about the jazz Afro soul industry. What sort of producers are you working with? Are there any like mentionable names that we would know of, like the general public would know of? Who did
Kenya? I did it with some guy called Charisma the DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a young guy from Hammans Grau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. It's very young guy, like 21-ish, 22.
And there's so much talent out there, right?
Talented in the Pretoria area.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So much talent out there. And this is both to Lois Lane and Leafy Jones. How's the industry like for you guys right now? Like in terms of getting gigs, shows, like... Shit is tight, right?
Yeah, shit is tight. Bro. We have to work. Like,
you gotta push.
You gotta push yourself and put your head everywhere. Bro.
And you know what's crazy is how the big guns just kind of made it. Like, they blew up. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I remember, you know, you're looking at, like, Casper, like, 80 to 150,000 per gig, depending on who you are. Like, are we homies? Imagine an hour.
Yeah.
And this dude is making someone's annual salary. You know what I mean? Like, right? I mean, yo, Palace, I think you should talk to Casper. Casper, tweet Casper like right now.
Yeah.
Like Casper, I'm on ChrisCentral.com and we need help with this girl talk thing. I swear to God, tweet him right now. Like if I was you, I'd tweet him right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, but yeah, like, what is it like the obstacles? Because it's very expensive making music, and people don't know that.
It is. Then
you know what I mean? The passion. Do you guys have 9-to-5s, or have you like? Invested everything into the music.
I don't.
Or do you guys just have a whole lot of money?
No, I don't have 9 to 5.
Blessers.
Ah, please.
Okay.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with having a blesser. I just told you, Oprah's gonna be my blesser real soon. I'm just waiting for Stedman to die. That's it. And I'm
okay. Well, with me, I don't have a 9 to 5. But I forgot to mention, I'm also a professional photographer. I studied photography, so that's the side.
Yeah, man, that's okay. Yeah.
That's where the money comes from.
Like for me, I don't have a 9 to 5. Truly,
mm-hmm.
I do gigs, restaurant gigs, any gig that comes along, mm-hmm. and also I studied performing arts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so performing arts is a very wide,
broad. Yeah, yeah.
I can go into theater.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I can go Broadway into for no reason. Yeah, yeah. Still it's a hustle, though. You have to work.
I always tell people there's no entrepreneur or business individual like people in the music industry.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, people don't know how hard it is just to get there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 31 years old. I only got onto radio like last year. You know what I mean? And it's after knocking on a lot of doors, like, yo, family, like, hey man, like, I think I'm good on radio. I think I'm good. Like, no. Maybe later. Maybe later.
Take you down I mean? Until they tell you can't do this.
And it's all about circles. It's not about talent.
Yeah.
It's about who you know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dead.
And shout out to Mr. Gareth Cliff. Because we didn't know him. I mean, this conversation, this show was just an email.
Hey.
I mean, email, and then, you know, we got into the studio, and he's like, yo, let's go, No Borders. And started off as Zim Conversations, then we changed it to No Borders. And the idea of the show, guys, so, I mean, Palace, I didn't explain this, but to everybody who's listening, I hope Swaziland is listening, Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe, the whole of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Our show started off as Zim Conversations. We were talking to Zimbabwe about the issues in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Then we decided, yo, and we had a lot of people just coming to us like, yo, fam, we want to be on the show. Like, I remember my boy, he's a DJ in Soweto. He's like, yo, Kes, I want to be on the show. I'm like, you do understand that it's called Zim Conversations, right?
Hey.
Like, I don't care, dog. I just want to be on. I'm like, cool. So we had a lot of those people coming through.
Yeah.
A lot of foreigners, a lot of Nigerians. We've had people from Burundi, Ghana, like all over. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we're like, yo, let's take this conversation to Africa, not just Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
and thus, No Borders.
Hmm.
Bra, you must say, Kela, I don't know why you have not responded to our emails. You need to be on the show. On the 14th of April, Yuma Sekela dropped his new album, which is called No Borders.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, you come on now.
Hey,
come bless the show, please. You know what I mean? And we've got a young just. Do you just wanna, you know, just shout out to Brayu with some melody? Maybe he might just make you a backing vocalist.
Yes.
Hallelujah to that.
Amen.
Oh, le, Brahu, ki ha no kiri, akonku tre, or chekele mong no borders. Brahu, oh.
modimo a o se go fatse yo yo mama ye 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 ye.
I want royalties. No. I need royalties. I made this happen.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
I made this happen.
Yes.
So in the future, don't forget that guy from radio afterwards, you know, when you're making the 100,000 every show. Nah, people, I mean, there needs to be a whole lot more unity, not just in Africa, but within the industries as well. I mean, and, you know, if we don't push each other, like, I mean, there's no way that, you know, people are going to make it. Like, and everyone who's come up has been that one chance. Mm-hmm. I was watching, what's that video, that double HP video? Boss, what's it called?
Bosokema.
Yeah, right? Did you guys see Casper in that video? Casper's skinny as hell. He looked like me. In some little white t-shirt, sleeveless t-shirt, looking like no money at all. Like, dude was looking worse than me. That's for real. You seen him in the video, guys. Like, I'm not joking. Like, everybody's seen this. You didn't even notice. People just don't want to accept it. People just can't say it. I say things that people can't say.
Yeah.
You know I mean? Like, I mean, he looked skinny and poor as hell. Right now, Casper looks like wealth.
Looks like money.
So we were coming from UJ the other day. I was coming from not looking for students or anything. Come on, don't
get me wrong.
We were coming from watching a rugby game. I think it was UJ versus Vitz. And we were driving back on the M1. I live here in Sandton, so we're on the M1. Uh-huh. And then I'm with my boys, and then we see a Rolls Royce Wraith in front of us. Hmm. We're like, damn, that's a Wraith. Yo, move closer, right? We went closer. This brother has the light on. He's sitting in the back. He's got the chauffeur with the hat. And he's on his phone looking like wealth. It was Casper Nyovest family. Hey.
Wow.
So what we didn't realize is we saw this happening. What we didn't realize was that they were actually shooting the Tito Mboweni video. So when I finally watched when I watched the video, I'm like, yo, we saw that. Like,
yeah,
that was
live.
That, yeah, you know what I mean?
Live.
And the Rolls Royce didn't even have like local plates. It had British plates. I'm like,
damn.
Dog, like, what's up with that? Like, why you got to, like, just, for no reason. But yeah, Palisa, so can you tell us a bit about the jam, Sikinya, before we round out the show? Leafy, so, you know, the concept of the song, the producer, you can mention his name, advertise him too, that's what we do here, I just want my royalties later. Tell us about the song, tell us about new projects that are coming up.
Yeah, the song was
from Leafy Jones.
It was produced by DJ Charisma, the DJ, as he calls himself, and arrangements and all the authoring we did, me and DC.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys both are DC. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on the video.
Okay.
Very soon I'll be dropping the video of this track, Tikinya. Yeah. I just want to go this route for now.
Do the right thing, please.
Yes, I
before
just want to go
further.
On.
No, I'm saying do the right thing. Do you not understand? You said you're dropping the video. Do the right thing now. Come on, eh? No?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Do the right thing. Guys, give her a hint. Come on now. I'm not gonna say we're on radio.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. And the video. Oh, bruh. Yo. You don't know about the concept of the video. You are supposed to be there.
Oh, you know,
yeah,
really,
you know,
like,
you know, there's this dance.
Are you sure?
Listen to me. Listen to me. You know, there's this original dance in Zimbabwe. Tikinya.
Oh, okay. I got that.
Oh,
yeah.
You gotta be there, dog.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Let me just talk to Palisa and see what my schedule is like. When are you thinking of doing this? I might be busy. Are we in London in our, most of the
no.
month, right? Yeah.
He said, so just, what are you back then, Palisa? No, please, we request your presence to be cameo. You know, they call cameo.
Yeah, cameos. Like, just a short.
Please.
I'll go get a haircut and everything. You know what I mean? Like, just look sexy in the video for no reason.
we'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and what's coming from, what can everyone expect from Leafy Jones in the future? Immediate future, yeah.
Okay, in the immediate future, after the video, brah, I'm having quite a series of performances. They should check out my Facebook page at Leafy Jones, and my Twitter at Leafy Jones, Instagram at Leafy Jones, because I'll be posting a hell lot of stuff, because I'm having a hell lot of interviews. Yeah, we really pushy.
Yeah, hey, yo, guys.
You know what
it.
I'm saying? Oh, yeah, on SBC and everything.
My Facebook,
yeah.
Yo, my page,
Miss Lewis.
Forget Miss Lewis.
Instagram at Miss Lewis Lane, everything. Twitter, Miss Lewis Lane, spelled MZ. And then Lois, Louis Lane, Layne.
You already know we got Lois Lane and Leafy Jones on cliffcentral.com. No borders. Yeah, guys, amazing stuff. I hope the countries are listening. We're trying to spread this word. We're trying to represent our hoods.
Yeah.
I wish people could see Miss Lois Lane right now because she got the whole gangster thing going on. She's like, wait, hold up, man. Like, you know. I'm like, okay. Like, are we in New York? Did we just, like, where are we? Did we just, like, teleport? So we're going to round the show off with Tikinya.
Yes.
By Leafy Jones. And the song that you heard before during the break was Miss Lois Lane, 9 to 5. Videos are coming out real soon. 9 to 5 will have a video. You can find your boy KF from No Borders, cliffcentral.com, on the video for Tikinya. Looking hella
yes.
hot. I'm gonna start going to the gym. Gonna take my shirt off for no reason. Oil it up. What oil do they use? Body oil.
Yeah, and the models touching you and gunning out.
Hey, that's the problem.
Hey, baby.
You see, Palesa is my future wife. She's like, mm-mm. No, let's round off the show. This is not happening. Not in front of me. CliffCentral.com. We had Palesa from Girl Talk, Miss Lois Lane, the rapper, Leafy Jones, the musician, the songstress, Afro soul artist.
Yes.
And we're going to round the show off with Tikinya, which is her latest track. CliffCentral.com. No borders. Hundreds. CliffCentral.com.